morning. It's March 22nd and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In a pivotal match that could shape their path to the World Cup, the Socceroos clinched a 2-0 victory over Lebanon. This win not only showcased their skill, but also kept their World Cup dreams well and truly alive. At the heart of this crucial encounter was the early goal by Keanu Backus, just 5 minutes into the game, followed by a strategic strike from Kai Rowles. These moments of brilliance have propelled Australia to maintain their lead in Group 1, inching them closer to a coveted spot in the World Cup. However, the victory did not come without its concerns. The team faced setbacks as key players, Riley Magree and Jordy Boss, suffered injuries, raising questions about the team's depth and their ability to navigate through tough defences. Amidst these challenges, the match also marked significant milestones, with John Udale making his debut and Ajdin Hrustic returning to form, signalling a blend of new talent and experienced hands steering the team forward. The Socceroos' journey to this point has been marked by intense competition, facing formidable opponents like Korea Republic, Indonesia, and Uzbekistan in the AFC Asian Cup. Each match, played across various venues, has been a testament to the team's resilience and determination. As fans and football aficionados look ahead, the anticipation builds with a preview show on Network 10, dedicated to dissecting the team's strategies and prospects. For those unable to catch the live action, the 10Play website offers a comprehensive recap, ensuring no one misses out on the excitement of Australia's quest for World Cup glory. In a surprising turn of events, Australia's jobless rate dipped to 3.7% in February as the economy saw an addition of 117,000 jobs, shattering expectations. This development not only showcases the country's economic resilience, but also has significant implications for monetary policy and the broader financial market. The unexpected surge in employment, far exceeding the anticipated 39,700 job rise, prompted a positive reaction in the financial markets. The Australian dollar experienced an uptick, while bond futures saw a reversal from earlier gains. This robust employment growth underscores the volatility and strength of the labour market, challenging prior assessments and setting a new precedent for economic performance. The Reserve Bank of Australia, RBA, which has been closely monitoring the labour market for cues on inflation and borrowing rates, finds itself at a crossroads. With inflation control as its primary goal, the RBA is carefully weighing the impact of near full employment on inflation rates. The strong labour demand, fueled by population growth and major infrastructure projects, suggests a continued tight labour market despite forecasts of a future uptick in unemployment. Today's employment figures, coupled with a high participation rate of 66.7% and an increase in hours worked, paint a picture of a resilient labour market. This resilience, evident in the face of an economic slowdown in the last quarter of 2023, provides the RBA with more leeway to maintain higher interest rates. BA Governor. Michael Bullock's recent comments hint at a cautious approach to rate cuts, suggesting that the central bank may delay easing monetary policy in light of the strong labour market data. Overall, the current labour market conditions, marked by a significant job increase and a high participation rate, reinforce the view of a robust economic landscape. This has led to a re-evaluation of the expected interest rate adjustments, with the RBA likely to maintain a steady course in the near term. The upcoming inflation figures will be crucial in shaping the central bank's future decisions as Australia navigates the challenges and opportunities of a dynamic labour market. In New South Wales, Australia, school principals are confronting a distressing surge in physical violence, threatening behaviour, and cyberbullying, marking a decade-high challenge in their professional lives. This alarming trend was revealed in the annual Australian Principal Occupational Health, Safety and Wellbeing Survey, which included responses from 2,300 principals nationwide, The survey uncovered that a staggering 44% of New South Wales principals were victims of physical violence, while 40% faced cyberbullying. This hostile environment is taking a severe toll on their mental health, with 63% of principals in the state considering leaving their roles due to the immense pressure and stress. The situation is further aggravated by significant staffing shortages across public schools, with more than 500 head teacher and assistant principal positions left unfilled, alongside 138 principal and deputy principal vacancies. This shortage is not just a number. It's a critical gap that directly impacts the well-being of existing staff and the quality of education. The rise in aggression and cyberbullying among students is attributed to broader societal issues and the pervasive influence of social media on student behaviour. In response to these challenges, the New South Wales government has stepped in with new measures aimed at supporting and retaining educators. One key initiative is the introduction of rules to restrict communication with teachers outside of school hours, aiming to reduce burnout and make the teaching profession more attractive. Meanwhile, the Australian Secondary Principals Association is taking these findings to the federal level, planning to discuss them with Education Minister Jason Clare at the upcoming National Education Summit. This move signals a crucial step toward addressing the urgent needs of principals and educators, or highlighting the need for systemic changes to ensure the safety and well-being of those at the heart of our education system. In a heart-wrenching turn of events, the search for missing Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy intensifies, with specialist technology detector dogs now at the forefront of the operation in Buninyong Bushland Reserve. This renewed effort comes after earlier searches were halted, marking a significant escalation in the quest to find Murphy, who has been missing since February 4th. The use of technical detection dogs, along with support from the Australian Federal Police, underscores the seriousness of the situation. Samantha Murphy, aged 51, vanished over 2 months ago, sparking a massive search operation that has now resumed with advanced technological assistance. This case took a grim turn when a 22-year-old man, Patrick Stevenson, was arrested and charged with her murder, adding a chilling layer to the ongoing search. The community of Ballarat has been deeply shaken by the disappearance and subsequent murder charge, leading to an outpouring of grief. The impact of this tragedy on the local community cannot be overstated as residents grapple with the reality of such a loss in their midst. The search for Murphy's remains continues, with hopes that the deployment of these specialist dogs will bring much-needed answers to her family and friends. Patrick Stevenson, the accused, remains in custody, with his court appearance scheduled for August. This development adds a legal dimension to the unfolding story, as the community and authorities await further proceedings. The ongoing search and legal process underscore the determination to seek justice for Samantha Murphy as the town of Ballarat stands united in its grief and quest for answers. In the dense foliage of Australia's Lamington National Park, a curious discovery has been made that blurs the lines between mimicry and marvel. James Tweed, a PhD candidate at the University of Queensland, stumbled upon a beetle so unique it not only represents a new species, but also a new genus. This beetle, named Excastra albopilosa, initially deceived observers with its long white hairs, leading to a mistaken identity as mere bird droppings. The intrigue of this discovery lies not just in its appearance, but in the mystery of its purpose. Excastra albopilosa's distinct look, covered in long white hairs, is hypothesized to serve as a defense mechanism. The prevailing theory suggests it might mimic a fungus-covered beetle, a clever ruse to deter potential predators. However, despite its fascinating attributes, Excastra albopilosa proves to be an elusive find. Further searches in its discovered habitat have yielded no additional specimens, hinting at the possibility that this beetle might be a rare species. The significance of this discovery extends beyond the beetle itself, as documented in the Australian Journal of Taxonomy. It underscores the importance of conservation efforts in understanding and preserving the rich tapestry of insect biodiversity. Each discovery, like Excastra albopilosa, not only adds a new chapter to our understanding of nature, but also highlights the critical need to protect these environments where unknown and rare species reside. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.